Okay, so my name is Thomas Davis. I'm 14, and today is November 28, 2018. I'm speaking with Mr. Aiken, who is our football coach at my school, and we're recording in Lynchburg, Virginia. Where are you from?
I was born in New Milford, Connecticut, and then we moved to Vermont for a year, and then down to Roanoke, Virginia, where my family's been ever since.
How was it like growing up in three different places?
It was interesting. I was young in the first two mm-hmm. places. Like in Connecticut, we moved when I was one, and then Vermont, we were there for about 4 years, and a lot of fun there. And then we moved to Roanoke, and you know, it's been a great experience for me there.
So you never really, like, you weren't really actually in school where it mattered a lot when you left?
So I left kindergarten in Vermont. So I didn't really, like, I had friends, but not,
that wasn't
like,
too bad.
No, it wasn't too bad.
Where did you attend high school?
I went to Cave Spring High School in Roanoke, Virginia.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was a good time. You know, I made a lot of close friends who mm-hmm. I still talk to today, and you know, had some success in sports. So
is that just a public school?
Yeah, it's a public school in Roanoke.
Where did you attend college?
I went to University of Virginia.
Did you go there on scholarship for football?
Yes, I did. So I actually went to Fork Union. I did a prep school year at Fork Union Military mm-hmm. Academy, and then went to University of Virginia.
How'd you like Fork Union being a military school?
It was different. It was tough, but I mean, it changed my way of thinking in a good way and got me prepared for college.
When you were in college and got the option or thought you could go to the NFL, how did that feel?
It was kind of a shock for me. At first, you know, I played 4 years at my position, and, you know, I didn't really have, I mean, would I have liked to play in the NFL? Yes, but I didn't know that I had the ability to until it started coming towards the end of my senior year and things started falling into place. So, you know, it was an exciting experience to be a part of that and be involved in the combine and, you know, a couple mm-hmm. All-Star games. So it was a very cool experience.
So over the years, were you, like, placed up in draft picks or?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Over the years, were you different, like, placed higher in draft picks and stuff?
So my position doesn't necessarily get drafted.
Mm-hmm.
We get ranked along the long snappers. So my senior year, I ended up being number one in the country for long snapping. And that got me an invite to the combine and the Senior Bowl. And then I got, I actually came out the lockout year. So I did not get drafted, but I got picked up as a free agent.
Who'd you get picked up by for your first team?
I originally was picked up by Buffalo, the Bills. Their coaching staff was my coaching staff when I played in that All-Star game. And I kind of just grew to like them, and they ended up making an offer. And so that was my first decision mm-hmm. to go up there.
What other teams did you play for?
I played for New England for 4 years, and then I played for the Panthers for a little bit, and then I finished with the Giants.
Did you have, like, a favorite team that you played for, or did?
I mean, since I played there the longest, New England, you know, is a tough place to play, but since I was there the longest, I made the most, I, you know, developed the most relationships there, and I enjoyed it.
Well, going back, what position did you play?
So I long snapped. Yeah, long snap in college and then in the NFL.
So that was pretty much the only position that you played. It wasn't, like, really any others that you ever wanted to play or you could play.
So, you know, of course I would have liked to play other positions, but at that point in time they make the investment for mm-hmm. you at a certain position, so they don't, you know, they have other players at those positions. Yeah. In high school I played all over the place. I was quarterback, tight end, defensive end, punted even. So, like, I just happened working out to be a long snapper, and once you get into college and the NFL, they kind of keep you with that, what they recruited you for.
What was your most memorable experience in football?
I mean, definitely winning the Super Bowl was probably one of my, you know, best experiences. I mean, finding out that you can play in the NFL and, you know, going to the combine and being a part of the Senior Bowl, like, those were all great experiences, but winning that game was, like, the, you know, easily the best experience of it.
Who were y'all playing in that game?
Seattle.
Seattle?
Yeah.
Was it a close game?
Oh, yeah, it came down to the last play. It was, pretty stressful until the clock ran out.
Were you playing in the last play, too?
I was not. I mean, I you know, played the whole game in terms of as far as special teams goes, but the last play was we were taking knees on offense, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Were there any close, like, you said college, getting into NFL, but were there any other experiences like that?
My first, like, NFL actual game was a Monday night, and, you know, I had a couple tackles, and I would say that was up there, too, as a pretty awesome experience to start out my career.
Mm-hmm. Why did you stop playing?
I had several surgeries. I had a back surgery and then a thumb surgery within 1 year, and it was kind of just felt like the time was right for me. I had a, you know, a concussion as well that season, so it kind of just all added up to being, you know, okay, maybe this, the signs pointed to maybe being done.
If you had the option, would you go back to play?
I will say yes and no to that. You know, I miss the guys in the locker room and stuff like that, but again, I don't necessarily miss how much stress is brought on you through the game, because it's a business now. It's your job. And I don't miss the injuries, but, you know, I miss the locker room and the camaraderie and winning games. Those are all things that I do miss.
How have you enjoyed coaching this year?
Coaching's been good. You know, it's been an awesome experience. Since I'm very new to that too. It's been a learning experience, and it's been great, you know, getting to know your players and seeing how they interact and what works for them and what doesn't, and it's been awesome.
Now, did you have any options besides coming to VES? Did you look at anywhere else to coach or anything like that?
No, this was my first opportunity, and, you know, when it came about, we, you know, thought about it and ended up deciding it was going to be a good thing to do.
When you stopped playing, is that what you were planning on doing, going to coach somewhere?
Honestly, when I stopped playing, I didn't really know what was next for me. I went back to school, and I'm still actually, you know, working towards getting my MBA. But it's kind of like a question, you know, I reached what I wanted to do my whole life. So, you know, what's next after that?
Yeah.
You know, and this, I understand football and, you know, the coaching has been a good experience.
What are you going to school to be now?
I'm getting my master's in business. So, yeah, I'm just taking a lot of marketing and business classes.
Are you doing it online? And I mean,
yeah,
Yeah,
I'm doing it through Indiana University.
So then here you work in the admissions too, right?
Yeah.
Are there any other things you'd like to achieve in football?
Personally, besides being a coach and being successful for, you know, these kids, I think that for me, I've achieved pretty much what I set out to achieve with a football career. Not even expecting really to have a football career. What I did, you know, it went a long way for me. And, it, you know, each year I played, it was one more year playing something that I didn't think I was going to.
Would you like to maybe be a college coach one day or go higher up in the coaching tier?
I mean, it's definitely a possibility. One thing about coaching is it takes, you know, a lot of time away from your family and things like that. Like our college coaches, I mean, they get in there at 6 a.m. and leave at, you know, midnight and things like that, which I totally get. But at the same time, you know, like I have a family and I like, you know, being part of that family. And so it would really depend on, you know, the situation and how it came about.
So talking about your family, do you have some kids and a wife?
Yep, I got a wife and a daughter, and I got two dogs, and they're all family.
So. Y'all are in Lynchburg?
Yeah, well, so my wife right now travels. We moved from the Charlotte area, so we still have a house down there. My wife travels back and forth every so often to continue her work down there, and then so it's been kind of back and forth, but they in Lynchburg as much as they can be.